I'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, September 8th, 2008. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor for me to direct this meeting. We'll begin by having an invocation by Pastor Paul Covert of Central Christian Church. After Pastor Covert, Councilmember Dennis Kavanaugh will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Please join me in prayer. Father, I thank you for these men and women who serve our city and who direct the affairs of this city. Thank you for the sacrifices they make. I thank you for their families and the sacrifices they make to ensure that the city operates properly. I pray tonight in this meeting, Lord, that you would be very present here. I pray that you would teach all of us in the audience as well as those who lead to set aside ego and self-interest and to look at what you would have for our city and for our state. Again, Lord, I thank you for the service of these men and women. I thank you for our troops that are serving our country even now, and pray for their protection. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll begin with a mayor's welcome. We'll begin by looking at... We begin with agenda item number one, consent agenda items. Kim?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on new bar license for Salty Senorita, 1860 South Stapley Drive. Item 4B, act on person-to-person transfer liquor store license for Westwood Liquors, 427 North Alma School Road. Item 4C, act on new restaurant license for Salt and Pepper, 1663 East Main Street. Item 4D, act on new restaurant license for Pizza Fusion, 5735 East McAllops Road, number 107. Item 5A, act on contract for purchase of Wi-Fi network software, $396,818.03. Item 5B, act on contract for purchase of replacement movable air wall system, $72,593.39. Item 5C, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for water meters to $1,259,283.13. Item 5D, act on one-year renewal of maintenance service contract for fire extinguishers, $43,320. Item 5E, act on contract for one-year extension of authorization to purchase refuse trucks part, $64,980 annually. Item 5F, act on amendment of previous award to include additional electronic message sign, $183,687.69. Item 5G, act on ancillary employee benefit insurance programs for plan year 2009. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for September 22nd, amend Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for September 22nd, amend zoning ordinance pertaining to RV subdivisions. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for September 22nd, Z0827, 8745 East Warner Road, 42 freeway landmark signs. Item 7A, act on resolution to grant power distribution easement to SRP at 3260 North 40th Street. Item 7B, act on resolution to secure $10,000 in grant funds for a gun violence prevention program. Item 7C, act on resolution to secure $156,000 in grant funds for full service forensic crime lab program. Item 7D, act on resolution to enter into the Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative. Item 7E, act on resolution to submit application for Section 108 loan guarantee for $17,500,000. Item 8A, act on ordinance A08-17, annex south of US 60 and east of Country Club Drive. Item 8B, act on ordinance Z08-48, 1600 South Country Club Drive for an 1600 South Country Club Drive will establish city zoning. Item 8C, act on ordinance Z08-49, 1600 South Country Club Drive for a rezone. Item 8D, act on ordinance Z08-51, 6747 East Broadway Road for expansion of an existing cemetery. Item 8E, act on ordinance Z08-52, 11318 East Pecos Road for a rezone. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, First Mesa Commerce Park, Phase 1, 9602 East Elliott Road. Item 9B, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication for Mountain Bridge, East Upper Canyon Drive, 2161 North Hawes. Item 9C, act on subdivision plat, Carmel at Mountain Bridge, 2063 North Hawes. Item 9.1 has been added to the consent agenda. Act on adoption of notice of intent to enter into retail development tax incentive agreement with DMB. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kim. I have one clarification. Item 6C, the item we'll be voting on the consent agenda is the approval of P&Z and Design Review Board recommendation for one freeway landmark sign located at the 202 and Warner Road. I think as it was read, it said two. So that's clarification. Is that okay? Okay. Another item is I have a request from a citizen to remove item 6B, 6 Bravo, from the consent agenda, which is amending Chapter 17 of the zoning ordinance relating to recreational vehicle parks and recreational vehicle subdivisions. Ms. Crocker, are there any other requests from citizens to remove items?
There are no additional requests, Mayor.
Is anyone on the council like to remove an item from consent agenda? Okay, we'll entertain a motion. We have a motion to approve by Councilmember Summers, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion from council? If not, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 3A, a public hearing for minor general plan amendment, GP minor 08-03. I'll declare the public hearing open. Ms. Crockett, are there any requests to speak from citizens?
Mayor, there are no requests to speak.
Is there any council member that would like to discuss this item? If not, we'll declare the public hearing closed. Now we'll take action on the following resolutions. Item 3B, GP minor 08-03, property located south of University Drive, east of Pasadena, west of Mesa Drive, and north of East 2nd Street, approximately 26 plus or minus acres. Entertain a motion. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve, second by Vice Mayor Jones. Ms. Crocker, is there any requests to speak?
Mayor, there are no requests to speak.
Any comments from or questions from council? Not, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Item 3B is passed. Item 3C, take action on the following ordinance introduced at a prior meeting. This is a zoning Z08-01TC for the same property as before. This is the zoning action on this. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Vice Mayor Jones, second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Ms. Crocker, any requests?
Mayor, there are no requests.
Any discussion? Council members? Not, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Next item on the agenda, item 6B. This is amending Chapter 17 of the Zoning Ordinance by revising existing definitions and requirements related to the placement of manufactured homes within recreational vehicle parks and recreational vehicle subdivisions. Mr. David Udall.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the Council, for the record, Dave Udall, 30 West 1st Street, Mesa, Arizona. This was on the consent agenda for introduction of an ordinance to a rewrite of the zoning code to allow manufactured homes and RV parks. I understand you've received a pile of letters today in opposition. We've been in discussion with various people and think we have a deal. And what we'd propose to do is amend the ordinance tonight to include a square footage limitation of 1,100 square feet. And in the next 2 weeks, we will work further to refine that, and it may come down. One of the parties would like to see 950 square feet, but in order to move this forward, I'd propose that the ordinance be amended to include a 1,100 square foot limitation on the size of the manufactured homes, and we'll then have the debate 2 weeks from tonight. And my assumption would be if it's 1,100, Debbie, it could be reduced to 950 or 925.
Not without being reintroduced. The charter specifically says it cannot be changed.
Well, let's make it 1,100, and we will work with the various parties and see if we can't come to a resolution.
Now, we do understand that if we introduce tonight at 1,100, that's the ordinance we're going to vote on.
I understand that.
We'll have to reintroduce and start the process.
I understand that as well, and if we aren't able to work out that square footage differentiation, then it will have to be reintroduced. But in order to catch this season, we're anxious to keep it on track, and we're hopeful that we can work it out. Some of the other objectors, their concern is we have manufactured housing, you have 5-foot setbacks, this grants you 3, and there's 3-foot setbacks all over. Many blanket variants have been granted, and the reason for that, as these parks were approved years ago, they had narrow units. Now they have wider units and wider still. So we've suggested to them that in terms of the manufactured housing, which is not subject to this, that we who are proposing this will support them as they submit paperwork in connection with your zoning code update. We've had conversations with Mr. Sheffield, who has agreed to include that as an alternative in the documentation that will be brought before you in December or whenever it comes. And we would be supportive of a reduction in those setbacks so that they have 3, we have 3, for a total of 6 and 10 in the backyard. So we have the makings of a deal. It's not finalized yet in terms of that square footage, but we'd propose that it be amended to make the 1,100 square foot. And we're hopeful that we'll be here arm in arm 2 weeks from tonight. And if we're not, we'll reintroduce whatever we work out.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Richens?
Just to be clear, 1,100 as a maximum size or a minimum size?
1,100 as a maximum size.
Thank you.
Ms. Spinner?
Are you requesting that they amend Section 2A of the ordinance?
I would defer to Gordon. Where should we put that limitation in, Gordon?
Mr. Sheffield?
Mayor, council members, I would place this as one of the criteria that's located in, excuse me.
2A relates to patio.
I would look at 1117.3A. There are criteria listed under number 11 in bold, A through E, and I would add that as one of the A through E items.
Because you'd add in those a unit not to exceed 1,100 square feet.
Correct.
Okay.
Mayor.
Councilmember Higgins.
Is there currently a square footage requirement in this now?
No, there's not.
And I'm actually would like to see it go back on the agenda for the reasons Mr. Udall stated, that we would not want to miss this whole season of winter visitors to our lovely city. Thank you.
Okay.
And we have no objection to the square footage limitation on behalf of the Stewarts, who are the moving parties in this matter.
Councilmember Higgins, did I hear a motion in that? Or?
Yes. I would like to see put back on the consent agenda. I mean,
well,
or I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I would like to vote on that today so that we could see it back in a couple weeks.
Well,
with that stipulation.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you'd like to approve the ordinance as presented with the amendment that it include a limit of 1,100 square feet on the unit, maximum.
Yes, Mayor, and that agrees with the applicant.
That's agreeable to us, and hopefully we'll be able to get everybody else.
And can I just ask, that's just the basic house. You still have the 300-square-foot patio and the 400-square-foot garage and all these extra things that you could put on there?
As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mr. Udall, if you'd come up.
Gordon, do you want to speak to this? That would be total of all of them combined.
And I think what we get, first of all, let's finish it up. We have a motion. You want to log in your motion?
Oh, sure.
First of all, do we have a second to the motion? Okay, failing a second, the motion fails. So let's get some more information here. Mr. Sheffield?
Mayor, Council, if there was a square footage limitation, at least how I would interpret that would be for the inclusion of all the enclosed space within that particular spot, minus any carports. So that would include, that would basically take away from the ability to have, for example, an Arizona room or those types of things, because the square footage that you would be using for the Arizona room adjacent to an RV would then become part of the enclosed space for the manufactured home.
So as I understand, the enclosed space is almost like the footprint.
Correct.
Of the building, minus the carport.
Exactly.
Not including the carport.
Correct.
So 1,100 square feet, all-inclusive, Arizona room, attached storage, patio?
Yeah, the patio would be an exception, yes.
Okay,
carports and patios would be the exceptions. Arizona rooms and storage rooms would be included within the enclosed area for the manufactured home.
Okay. Councilmember Summers.
I'm curious at this point if we... last minute addition. Originally, this there was some topic of conversation on Thursday, was that this issue be continued for 2 weeks till we can look at it a little more thoroughly. And I'm curious as if that's the direction that the council wants to go with again, or if we want to introduce it with going back to Councilmember Higgins' motion. It's either that we continue for 2 weeks, go back to entertaining the motion again, or it just fails here.
Well, we'll see if there's any more input and we can sort of sense. Are there any other questions we have? I mean, Councilmember Higgins' motion failed for lack of a second, which tells me we either didn't support it or we're unsure as to really whether we want to move forward. And I think Councilmember Summers raised a good point. Where do we stand on this right now? Councilmember Fenter.
For me personally, I'd like to get a little bit more information with regard to a global look at this. My district has a lot of mobile home parks in the center. How does what we're doing today or in the next 2 weeks affect the possibility of redevelopment and cluster housing? And, I'd just like a little bit broader look at it. And so that's why I didn't support it immediately. Maybe there's some more information to get.
Once again, we're introducing an ordinance here, and we're not taking final action. I think that the applicant has stated, and Mr. Udall, if I'm correct, that they're willing to take the risk that if we introduce an ordinance tonight with the amendment as stated, understanding that we may not have all the information in this amendment, if we come back and there's other questions on this council or we have problems, that we will then either reject that or pull it off the agenda, which means we start with a reintroduction or a new ordinance, which means that we will extend it. So I believe we have the time to look at this and offer up any objections we might have, since we're simply introducing the ordinance, if the applicant is willing to take that risk. Do we feel comfortable with that course of action, I guess, is the question. Councilmember Summers.
Well, let's find out what happens. I'm going to echo the motion made by Councilmember Higgins and say that we introduce today with the stipulation of a maximum square footage of 1,100 square feet. And so I'll make that motion. Let's see if we get a second and we'll vote on it, see what happens.
Okay, we have, is that okay with you, Councilmember Higgins?
That is fine.
Maybe just the way I say it.
Well, we have a second from Councilmember Higgins. We have a motion by Councilmember Summers to approve the ordinance with the ordinance introduction. With the amendment that we would have an 1,100 square foot enclosed structure limitation, maximum limitation on that. Is that proper restatement?
Perfect.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Since the item is off consent, I am going to be opposing the introduction, and I'm doing it for a philosophical reason for the underlying proposal, that I have a concern over the long-term sustainability of creating hybrid entities such as this, a combination of manufactured homes and RV homes. And I just really, I have reservations over whether it's the right thing to do either in the short term or long term in terms of creating a creature that's neither fish nor fowl. And so it's that's just my philosophical concern with moving in this direction. So that's why I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Councilmember Richens.
You know, I guess some of it depends on site planning. You know, if you're, I've seen proposals for RV park on McKellips that talk about these RV mixed in with the manufactured homes, and the RVs are all towards the front of the park, right where they're accessible off the street. They don't go back into the neighborhood portion of the park, and that's a site plan that works. And so, I am very confident in staff that they have the ability to judge that from a site planning standpoint and make sure that those interactions between the two vehicle types works.
Mayor.
Councilmember Higgins.
I would like to actually have a further discussion or more thorough discussion with the differences between RV parks, RV subdivisions, manufactured home parks, and manufactured home subdivisions, because there's differences of all those four things. So for us to really, and if we could have thorough discussion around that, I think this makes more sense when you fully have all the information.
Mr. Brady.
Mayor, City Council, what I hear is there's a lot of questions about this action and just kind of the overall philosophy. May I suggest you can do whatever you want to do tonight, but maybe either if we can continue to move forward with the motion in the next 2 weeks, at least at a minimum we schedule part of the study session to cover this topic, and certainly Mr. Sheffield could probably present and kind of give us the global picture of how this might impact overall. Is that, I think that's kind of sense a little uncomfortable about what this action might mean in the long term for other parks. Is that... We could. I'm offering the staff, we could certainly schedule a portion of a study session in the next 2 weeks to cover this.
Okay. Councilmember Summers.
I would be interested to hear what the applicant has to say, but I think that we can cover all this information over the next 2 weeks. It doesn't really, I don't think it's going to change what's in this ordinance. And if it does, that's the risk I think that the mayor had expressed, that this could go down and have to be reintroduced anyway. So I think we can have that conversation over the next 2 weeks. If we need to, if we feel we need a little bit more time, but maybe aren't going to change what's going to be in the ordinance, then we can continue it in 2 weeks. But I think we can proceed forward and see if we can get that information in 2 weeks and come to a final vote. If not, we can either continue or vote it down.
Okay. Councilmember Finter.
I'll be supporting the motion as it stands, but I would like to get more information with regard to setbacks and how it relates to the zoning code update. That's what's caused me to have a little pause. That was something different than I had heard, so I appreciate that.
Any other comments? We had one request in addition, or one card that was submitted in support of this but did not wish to speak, Debbie Isley. Ms. Isley, I don't know if you're, I'm assuming you're still in support since those who are in support, would that be accurate? Okay, thank you, Debbie. I don't know. I would like some more information on this issue also. I don't know how I'm going to vote in 2 weeks because I still have some concerns and some questions, and this was a lot of last-minute type things. But I'm willing to allow the applicant to take that risk that over the next 2 weeks we can get information that's sufficient to at least give us comfort that we can vote one way or another. So I'll be supporting this introduction at least, and it seems like we've got a little bit of work to do over the next couple of weeks to get to where maybe we can accept it or accept it or reject it at that time. Okay, there be no further discussion. Please vote. The vote is 6-1 in the affirmative with Councilmember Kavanaugh voting nay. The motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Next item is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
Mayor, there are no requests to speak.
There be no requests to speak. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Vice Mayor moves. Oh, Councilmember Higgins moves. Councilmember Summers seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.